This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Back by popular demand, we have noted author with us back on the Rusk Report. We've had many tapings with him in the last 5 years on his bestsellers, and he has a new book coming out very shortly as of the date of this program. The new book coming out is A Day of Judgment, and this will be released on March 10th of 2026. Our guest today is noted author Charles Todd.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Let me tell you a little bit about Charles Todd. Noted author, he's right with me. We have a beautiful view taping remotely in Palm Beach, Florida. And we're facing from Palm Beach to Lake Worth with the Intercoastal and the Lake Worth Bridge in front of us. So we have a lovely view here. Charles Todd is the pen name of a collaborative mother and son writing team, Carolyn and David Watkin, known for their historical mystery novels, primarily set in Great Britain. Their most notable works include the Inspector Ian Rutledge series, which began with A Taste of Wills in 96, and the Bess Crawford series, which debuted in 2009. The character of Inspector Rutledge is a deeply complex figure, a shell-shocked World War I veteran who grapples with the haunting memories of his wartime experiences and the moral weight of his past actions, particularly the execution of a soldier under his command. Our guest today, Charles Todd, and again, we urge all of our listeners to get a copy of his new book that is coming out in a couple months, A Day of Judgment. So let's talk about A Day of Judgment, and I understand that you received the starred review from PW, which is a big deal in publishing. Charles Todd, what is A Day of Judgment all about?
Well, the body of a man washes ashore just below Lindisfarne in Northumbria, or Northumberland as it's more commonly called, which is right on the Scottish border between England and Scotland. The concern is that he just washes ashore. They don't know where he came from. At first, they don't know who he is. But it causes quite a bit of a stir. This is set during the summertime, and so a lot of people are there for holiday. And so, naturally, the local economy is dependent on that type of income, and as a result, they want this settled quickly.
Okay. Now, talk about the significance of being starred in a review from PW. Why is this so significant to your career, Charles Todd?
Well, a starred review is when, out of all their reviews, they choose certain books to give a star to, which elevates it from the other books that they're reviewing.
Very good. So this boosts your sales and recognition in the media?
Certainly helps. So.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, we're glad to hear that. Now, let's talk about Christmas Witness. A Christmas novella featuring Chief Inspector Rutledge that came out a few months ago, number one bestseller on Amazon, and received excellent reviews from PW, Kirkus, and Book Reporter, Library Journal. Let's talk about Christmas Witness. What was significant about this novel, Charles Todd?
It was interesting because I took the challenge of trying to combine a well-known Christmas story and a Rutledge novel in the same book without completely giving things away. Rutledge draws the straw, because being single and being a newly appointed chief inspector, in the end of the game of fear, Rutledge receives his promotion from inspector to chief inspector. So this is his first outing as a chief inspector, and he's requested by Lord Braxton, who was a retired colonel who was very close to General Field Marshal Haig, and worked behind the lines on some of the strategy and implementation of executing World War One, especially at the Western Front. And there's a natural animosity between the people sipping champagne in the chateaus way behind the lines and the men in the front dealing with the day-to-day misery. It's a little skewed because naturally you don't want your top command out in a place where they can get shot.
Right.
And also they are the ones having to formulate the plans and execution of the war. But there's a certain level where the soldiers in the field feel that those back at headquarters are simply sending more young men to die. So while Rutledge is willing to take the case, there's that instant animosity between the two men. Colonel Braxton was attacked by a horse that came out of the undergrowth and charged right at him with a rider on it, who intentionally steered the horse in the direction of Colonel Braxton, and he fell and hit his head. And by the time Rutledge arrives, he's in bed in very uncomfortable condition, having hit his head and cut his head open and those kinds of things. But he's bound and determined that someone is out to kill him, and he's not going to live to see Christmas. And to the point where he won't even let the house be decorated for Christmas or anything like that. And it gave me an opportunity to delve into what Christmas was like at that time period versus where it is today, with a lot of the commercialization that we have as a result.
So it was more in your book, Christmas Witness. Christmas was more old-fashioned and personal instead of,
yes, definitely,
heavy degree on material goods and so forth. It had more significance.
Yes, and especially coming out of the war when people didn't have very much. They had survived all the way through that war through rationing and everything else, but there was still difficult economic times that they were trying to do their best to live through, so they couldn't necessarily splurge at Christmas. However, being at a lord's manor, they still would have done quite a bit as far as putting up garlands and setting up a Christmas tree and those kinds of things that the colonel this year has forbade.
I understand. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we have noted novelist Charles Todd on the Bet AM 1520. If you're listening in Buffalo or Montreal or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little plug here. On a cold winter night, there's nothing better than sitting in a warm home with some good reading material. Now is a great time to get reacquainted with your heritage by reading the Ampol Eagle. News, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for just 75 cents. The Ampol Eagle is the way to keep up on the news in Poland and Polonia, with special features in the editions before the holidays. Get a subscription or send one to a friend. Call 716-835-9454 or order online at ampollegal.com. Just a click with the subscribe tab at the top of the homepage. That's ampollegal.com or call 716-835-9454. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Chip Nalon, with his new book on accounting, and the program with the Canadian Boat Race Hall of Fame in Bracebridge, Ontario, and Rick Platt, who's involved with the Port Authority in Ohio. Coming up, we'll have Bruce Blakeman, candidate for governor and Nassau County executive, and another author, Lawrence Lemer, who has a book coming out on the infidelities of John F. Kennedy, and a lot of people think there are a lot of them. So that's coming up. Some more information about our guest today, Charles Todd, who's been on the Rusk Report several times, and a couple times with his mother, who is a lovely woman. The series that Charles Todd is writing not only provides engaging murder mysteries, but also offers a profound exploration of the psychological impact of war on both soldiers and civilians during the immediate post-war period. Charles Todd's writing is characterized by meticulous historical detail and emotional depth, making the narratives resonate with readers. Our guest today, noted novelist Charles Todd. And the new book that is coming out now, in the next couple months, is A Day of Judgment. Now, if somebody listening in northern Florida or Manhattan or Toronto wants to buy either A Christmas Witness or A Day of Judgment, how do they buy these books, Charles Todd?
We usually recommend that people go to their local independent bookseller and purchase a copy or pre-order it. The A Day of Judgment is available for pre-order now. Naturally, it's available in all your major booksellers and online options.
Good, good. So one can get it at Amazon,
yes.
One can get it at Barnes & Noble. And throughout the U.S. and Canada?
Yes.
Our listeners are from that area. Okay, very good. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you wrote with your mother. She's a lovely woman, very intelligent woman. We taped both of you a couple times down in Florida. What was it like writing with your mother? Was it a fulfilling, rewarding experience?
Yes, because it gave me the opportunity to get to know my mother as a professional and a co-author as opposed to my mother, which was very different in that when a child of a parent works with that person on a day-to-day basis as that mother-son relationship,
right.
You develop a certain level of rapport and respect, but then to have the additional experience of working together as two full-grown adults trying to accomplish a goal, and in our case it was Ian Rutledge and then later Bess Crawford. The one thing that we insisted on was to park your ego at the door. We wanted to make sure that when the final decisions were made about what to do next and what should happen in a story, it was more based on what is the best we can do for Rutledge, or what is the best we could do for Bess Crawford? And that that takes a lot of setting aside, well, I want, or right. It's my idea, I want to. You pretty much had to check that attitude at the door and listen and work together to ultimately wind up with a book that, above all, had a singular voice. We did not want the reader confused by, okay, wait a minute, is this part written by Charles? Is this part written by Caroline? That it's all in the same voice and same tone.
Now, when you were doing the research on the E. Rutledge and Bess Crawford series, did you go to Europe, to England, to the sites where this took place?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You spent a lot of time. Did you interview people? Did you do research on location to figure out how the plot is going to go forward?
There are multiple ways to do research. One of the best things that we found was archives of newspapers current to the time. What was being advertised then? What were people interested in? What were they paying attention to? What was the weather like? These kinds of things, as opposed to just sitting down and beginning to write. The other thing is finding books that were written contemporarily. I have a 4-volume set on World War I written by people who were observers during the war, who wrote what they saw and what they were experiencing, because they didn't know who was going to win. I will never forget my father telling me about when he was 12 years old and the Japanese had just bombed Pearl Harbor and we'd gone to war, and he said to his father, "We are going to win this, right?" And his father said, "I don't know." And that was the honest truth at the time. The Guns of August and all those wonderful books were written well after the war was over, when you knew who the winners and the losers were. But in the thick of it, you had no idea.
Right. Well, it's good that you went overseas. You did the research. You and your mother did all the
reading. Caroline went to England for the first time in 1968, and I went for the first time in 1978. So
you had a good understanding of the area, the people, and the
history.
And
we go back on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, I'm going over again in May.
Are you going to be doing research for another Ian Rutledge book?
Ian and Bess. That's the one tiring thing about the trips, because any time that you're sitting still, you're not accomplishing your mission, so to speak, and you're constantly pushing yourself to get out there and see the things that you need to see and spend time with the people. You were talking about interviews,
right?
You don't really... The British don't like to talk about themselves, but if they have a little dog, that's a whole different story. You can go to the markets in the various towns and villages around England, and people are happy to talk to you about their wares and why this is this way and why that is that way. And that ultimately leads to some other conversations. But I don't, and Mom was the same way. We never went into a town with cameras around our neck saying, "Hi, I'm a well-known mystery author. I'm going to set a murder in your town." And that's one of the reasons why, after Test of Wills, which was the first book, we have always had the habit of changing the name of the town.
And now, that's interesting. Charles Todd, author of a day of judgment. Were you trying to be more casual and introspective and seeking information, the truth, and you didn't want to make people nervous?
Yeah, you didn't want. And once you spent some time in a town or village, the last thing you wanted to do was to have a murder take place there. You'd gotten to know those people and were rather fond of them. And so it was a lot easier. Plus, it gave us a little license if for some reason we wanted a certain building to be located near another building, and it wasn't that way in the real village. You could modify it with care so that, but then when Rutledge may go to a larger town or city, then you've got to be dead on accurate. And that leads to rabbit holes.
Well, very good. For those who've just tuned in, we're talking to the best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, Charles Todd. His new book, coming out in a few months, is A Day of Judgment, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery. So we urge all of our listeners who are interested in mystery murders to get this book, A Day of Judgment. The other book that is already out for the last 2 months is called A Christmas Witness, a Christmas novella featuring Inspector Rutledge. So please get a copy of these books. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, or Northern Florida, or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report. Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little more information about Charles Todd. After his mother, Carolyn Watgen's passing in 2021, David has continued to publish under the Charles Todd name, contributing further to their established legacy in the mystery genre. With over 25 novels featuring Ian Rutledge and 14 in the Bess Crawford series, their works have received numerous accolades, showcasing their impact on contemporary crime fiction. Our guest today, Charles Todd. Let's talk about details of the murder in A Day of Judgment. What took place, where it took place, how was it done? Charles Todd.
Well, as I said before, a body washed up ashore, and it took them some while to find out who it was, and eventually they found out it was the body of a man who was sort of a recluse in town. He did not socialize very much in the town where he lived, kind of kept to himself, but he did a lot of title charts for the British Navy for that area, where he was constantly going out in his boat and measuring currents and determining what the waters were like around that area so that they could have accurate charts for that time. The problem was for Rutledge immediately was that the Church of England got very involved, because the body washed ashore just south of Lindisfarne. Lindisfarne is also known as Holy Island. It is the place where St. Cuthbert came to bring Christianity to that part of England, and it is a major pilgrimage site, and also well beloved by holiday makers in the summertime. The Lindisfarne, and yes, we actually went there. Lindisfarne is a little odd. like Mont Saint-Michel, for example, the causeway going out to the island is underwater when the tide is in.
Mm.
So you either get on the island by a certain time and get off by a certain time, or you're going to be staying there for a while waiting for the waters to recede. The other interesting thing is in Lindisfarne, you can actually, on the causeway going out to the island, you can see the cliffs of Scotland from that causeway. And during the summertime, that area is full of people coming to visit and to enjoy the beaches and the wildlife along the area from Lindisfarne all the way down to the Farne Islands, where Cuthbert eventually built a chapel and all that.
I'm sorry we have to bring this to a close, but we'll do another taping in 6 months or a year. We urge all of our listeners to go buy a copy of A Christmas Witness, a Christmas novella featuring Chief Inspector Rutledge, and also the book coming out in a few months, A Day of Judgment. We've been with New York Times bestselling author Charles Todd. We thank him for enlightening us on his career and his novels, many with his mother. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 20 years, and thank you for enlightening us, Charles Todd. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.